Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called Is Your Real Estate Course Legit? How to Check an RTO.
And this one matters because a lot of people pay for a course, finish it, and only then find out the qualification isn't going to work for them.
Which is a painful way to learn. The article starts from a simple premise. Real estate training is a crowded market. Search for a course and you'll find dozens of sites, all promising to get you licensed and earning. Most are genuine. Some are not. The problem is a slick website tells you nothing about whether the qualification at the end will actually be accepted.
So how do you tell the difference?
Australia has a public register and a clear set of checks. The article says you can verify any provider in about 5 minutes, and it walks you through four things that make a course legitimate.
Right, so what are the four?
First, the course has to be delivered by a registered training organisation, an RTO. That's a body legally approved to deliver nationally recognised training, and it has its own registration number. Second, the RTO has to be regulated by ASQA, the Australian Skills Quality Authority. Third, the qualification has to be nationally recognised under the AQF, the Australian Qualifications Framework. And fourth, both the provider and the qualification have to be listed on training.gov.au, which is the official national register.
So the RTO number is the first thing to look for on any course site.
The article calls it the single most useful thing you can ask a provider for. A genuine provider prints their number openly because it's proof of legitimacy. If a site won't show you their RTO number, that's your answer.
What do you actually see when you search on training.gov.au?
It's simpler than people expect. You get the provider's legal name, their registration status, whether it's current, the dates they've been registered, and their scope. The scope is the full list of qualifications the provider is approved to deliver.
And the scope is really the part worth checking, isn't it? Because a provider could be a real registered RTO and still not be approved to deliver the specific qualification you need.
That's one of the sharper points in the article. You're checking two things at once. Is the provider genuine, and is the thing you want to study on their approved list? Both have to be true. If a course site names a qualification that doesn't appear on their scope in the register, stop and ask why before you pay.
There's also a lot of loose language in this market. Words like accredited or government approved get thrown around.
Yeah, the article's clear on this. Accredited on its own is vague. The question is always, accredited by whom? Genuine accreditation traces back to ASQA and the National Register. If a provider can't point you there, the word is decoration. And recognised is not the same as nationally recognised. The second is a defined status under the AQF. The first is just a word.
There's also a big one I want to ask about, because new students get tripped up by it. What's the difference between a qualification and a licence?
They're two separate things, handled by two different bodies. Your training provider issues the qualification, like the Certificate for in Real Estate Practice. Your state licensing authority issues the licence, using that qualification as part of your application.
So if a provider is promising to hand you a licence directly, that's a red flag.
A big one. The article says a provider that blurs that line either doesn't understand the system or is hoping you don't. And because each state authority decides which qualification it accepts, you have to confirm the requirement directly with your authority before you enrol.
So in New South Wales, that's NSW Fair Trading. Queensland is the Queensland Office of Fair Trading. Victoria is Consumer Affairs Victoria. And in the ACT, it's Access Canberra.
And requirements do change, so treat what you read on any course page as a guide and the authority's current word as final.
What are the other red flags from the article?
No RTO number on the site, vague claims of accreditation with no way to verify them, promises of a job or a set income which no genuine provider can control, and no way to reach a real person, just a contact form that goes quiet.
That last one trips people up. You can have a perfectly genuine qualification from a provider you can never reach, and you're still stuck the moment you hit a heart unit.
Right. The article makes the point that support is part of legitimacy, not separate from it. A real provider is contactable and helpful from enrolment through to completion.
So what's the one thing someone listening should do right now?
Run the 5-minute check on any provider you're considering. Find their RTO number, search it on training.gov.au, confirm the qualification you want is on their approved scope, then verify it matches what your state authority asks for. If you want to check Archer Institute, search RTO 45020 on training.gov.au and see for yourself.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. Archer offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. When you're ready, you can call them on 1800 069 273 and they'll confirm exactly what your licence requires.
Thanks for listening.